Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM, and this is the Balagan Baboker, the Morning Mayhem Friday edition. Joining me right now, two wonderful people, Professor Bill Kolbrenner, who's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University, and Ronit Eitan, who's a PhD candidate in the English department at Bar-Ilan and creative director at Writing on the Wall. Good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy.
It's lovely.
Good morning.
Do you know it's the first time that I've spoken to you, Ronit? Otherwise, I'm listening. Yes. Yes. So lovely privilege for me. Thank you. Can we talk about Trump's Gaza proposal? Are you both on the same opinion, or do you have different opinions regarding the proposal?
Well, Ronit and I generally don't agree on anything, but you know, with Trump, I don't even think we could get to the point of agreeing or disagreeing, because it really, we woke up yesterday morning and, you know, just from my perspective, hearing about the idea that we're going to move an entire population, then the press secretary said a little bit later on, she said it would only be temporarily. And I think a lot of us here were thinking about, are they going to go to Holiday Inns in the meantime? And what underlies this, of course, is that, and this is the nature of the problem, is that no Arab state wants the Palestinians. And they don't want them, A, because they're dangerous, and B, because they are the political football which the Arab world has used to kick at Israel for the past decades. So it's not in anybody's interest. And as you know, the UNRWA, which Trump no longer is funding, wants to keep the Palestinians in permanent refugee status. There's no other population like that in the world. So when Trump says that he's going to force Jordanians and Egyptians, every Israeli just thinks, really? Really? So, you know, for me, it was just really overwhelming. I don't know, Ronit, what's your sense?
I think for us, it was just astounding, because not in a good way. We just woke up and we were like, seriously, that's the plan? That's the big plan? And it didn't even feel like a plan. It felt like a pitch, because we couldn't take this really seriously, because I think that's what President Trump does, right? He throws an idea, he tries to see, you know, what he can get out of it, what's the reaction. And then, I mean, in a way, you can say a lot about President Trump, right? But he does know how to stir the pot and to see where things are going. So we would like to believe that there is some sort of a plan there. But we couldn't take this too seriously here. I mean, it's been such a long time. Things are happening. And you know, now in Israel, I don't know if you know, Kathy, but there's a tsunami alert happening.
Yes, I've been watching Santorini.
So it's like we're saying, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next? So it's the Trump, you
aliens.
Know,
aliens,
Ronit. Great.
Let's get some aliens.
Okay. Your bet is on aliens. I'll take it. It's better than what's happened. Nice, friendly aliens.
With that said, Kathy, you know, I have to confess, I have always been a never Trumper, but in a way, what he's done, and he's done this in a variety of issues in America as well, is he's shifted our perspective all of a sudden. And he's, even if nothing comes of this, and I'm quite sure that the Pentagon is not planning to move into Gaza anytime soon, but he has, as I think Ronit said, he's reframed it and let us look at from a perspective which it sort of kind of makes sense. So, you know, I think there's a kind of room for optimism. But also, I thought the tsunami you were saying, it's not a metaphor? We're actually expecting a tsunami?
Yeah.
There's a tsunami. Yeah, see? We both know about this. There's a tsunami coming.
So for Santorini, right? The island, the Greek islands of Santorini, they've had over 200 earthquakes per day over the last week. And tourists have left the region. And somebody actually posted... I think it was yesterday morning, the beach in Tel Aviv, and how rough the sea was, and said that in all his years in Israel, he's never seen the sea. And I said, you know, maybe it's got to do with the tectonic plates and what's happening in Santorini. Santorini was very much linked, to, I mean, the biggest volcanic eruption in the history of the world. It's really interesting what's happening there. So let's hope that it doesn't become a tsunami. But if it does, Israel's got a 2-hour head start.
Ranit, yeah. you're in Tel Aviv, Ranit, and I'm of course in the hills in Jerusalem. So your family is invited. Yeah, push comes to shove, you can always come here.
It's always those people in Jerusalem. They're always like, you know, no sirens, no, you know, no tsunami.
They're, we're on the higher ground.
Yes, you know, and just us in Tel Aviv have to deal with everything. But it's just interesting. Like yesterday, that was the mood here in Tel Aviv. We were just like, what next? Really? Like, really? This is what you're giving us? We don't have time to breathe, really. I mean, the hostages, they're supposed to be, there's two more apparently that are supposed to be back on Saturday. So that's something that we are, it's almost like it's because of everything that is happening. It's almost the hostages are now a bit, we don't really, it's not that we don't care or don't want them back, but there's so much going on and they should be our main priority. So it's very, you know, it's just an anxious time we're going through.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I wish you both a Shabbat Shalom. Lovely chatting to you. Nice to meet you, Ronit. And wish you both Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Stay well. Bye-bye. That is Professor Bill Kohlbrenner, who's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University, and Ronit Eitan, who's a PhD candidate in the English department at Bar-Ilan and a creative director at Writing on the Wall.